on Windows into computer programs. I spent the afternoon writing a tiny HTTP server that can route requests from multiple domain names pointed at it. It is just 25 lines of code and maybe another 50 in reusable components. It has good code readability, but not because I took extra time to clean it, which I did, but because it is a program that just does one thing well. This is often quoted as the Unix way. It is a strange thing to talk about. Indeed, it is. And it is a strange revelation. But large programs simply cannot be readable unless they are built out of multiple small commands. Probably ones that connect together. Writing tiny programs to operate a larger system is not just for operating systems, but the way to do large programs right. As a bonus, the programmer is then able to log into a large program and manipulate it inside out. This allows for new types of tests and viewing the programs from new perspectives, which then allows for inviting multiple programmers to work on the program one command at a time inside out. This can be amazing if the programmers are from all around the world. I suppose that due to simplicity alone, data must always be tables that can be joined on some common field. But if it is an unusual program that lacks some kind of a central structure, then the commands should operate on a large abstract tree of locations. Not exactly a tree of folders, but just a tree of infinitely nestable locations that can hold some data. I think that all concerns such as code quality or portability or even readability are secondary to being able to replace the program inside out one command at a time. All of these patterns are with us every day. They are the databases, file systems, commands, and operating systems, yes. But they are here not because that is how data and operating systems must work, but because that is how programs that last are written.